Good morning. Morning. My name is Lamo. In a few minutes, Geshe-la will be arriving. And if you're new to the center, wow, this is loud. If you would please stand to, out of respect for Geshe-la and his teachings, and then we'll be doing some prostrations. And if you're uncomfortable doing that, you're very welcome to remain standing. We'll be saying some prayers in the White Prayer Book, the only book that you have. And on the first bay sheet, we'll be saying the prayers at the top half of them. And then also, if you turn the page onto the first pink sheet, the next page, we'll be chanting the two mantras at the bottom. Usually, Geshe-la will lead us in a meditation, you know, in the morning. And last week, he was talking about quoting some sayings from Mother Teresa. I think that was all he did. Talking about, let's see. Yeah. About the 9-round breathing, the 21 breathing meditation, counting the 21, and then he talked about Mother Teresa. So I'm assuming he'll do something like that. And while we're waiting, I'd like to read the prayer list. We usually don't have time for that. Prayers for happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters. All the Tibetans have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Maya Angelou, Donna Corey, Connie Estes, Paul Foyle, Fanny Lewis, Hansa Pandya, Bob Perry's, Alan Smith, Mariposa the Wonderful Cat, Bibi the Cat, Tare Soha the Tree Mouse. Job Search. Roseanne Barona, Joey Gooch, Jim Kay, Ashlyn Kloss, James Zillick, Michelle Matich, Lindsay Piotti, Tim Powell, Pooja Sirai, Greg Weaver, Sandy Wimbush. Oh, he's here. Right. Okay. Okay, so if you'll please turn to the first bay sheet in the White Prayer Book. Let's chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra 3 times. Then the 4 immeasurables, right below that, and then in Tibetan, where you see the music notes. Ta ya ta om ne mone maha munaye soha ta ya ta om ne mone maha munaye soha. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Sentient tam jeze wadang dewe yudang denpar jurji du. Turn the page to the front of the sheet at the bottom. You see two mantras. So let's chant Chan's mantra 8 times and then Green Tara's mantra 7 times. And while we do, if we could think about the people on the prayer list. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Good morning. Sorry, I'm a little bit early today, so 5 minutes early, so maybe you should take a nap. Mm. So I'll probably do some meditations together. Meditation. So meditations, if you are here first time, no, so then wondering about meditations. So we have been doing meditations every Sunday class, pretty much beginning of the class. So the word meditation, probably some of you heard this probably 1,000 times. Then please practice patience. So I want to know, so if somebody here first time, I want them to know, so how Buddhism defines meditation. So meditations, so first of all, the definitions of meditation is to making, ourselves, or our, we could say ourselves, our mind, familiar with something. Gom, that's how you say in Tibetan. Gom means kom. Gom means making familiar. No? It's not just sit. This is called sitting position. This is not really meditation. No? You can sit like this, but it looks like meditation, but it's called sitting positions. You know, there's certain physical positions that you learn when you meditate. So the definition of meditation is making your mind familiar with something. So because of that definition, there are three different types of meditations. So one is called analytical meditations. You know? So you think about something, you analyze. Then you hear you say brainstorm. Brainstorm? No. Why things change? No. Why? This is called impermanent. No, that's why it changes. No, it's integrate. No, moment by moment it changes. No, grows impermanent. Things fall apart. No, things break. People die, get old. These are gross part of impermanent. So then subtle impermanent is like moment by moment change. Change moment by moment. So then you analyze. You think about impermanent, then you analyze. Then you brainstorm. That's called analytical meditation. So there's one trying to educate your mind, why things change, why people change, why the weather change, everything change. Nothing lasts forever, everything change. Happiness change, suffering change, people change, size of the body change, shape change, a little bit color change, If you go to the beach, your color change. So my color doesn't change much, but there's nothing to change. So that's called just example, analytical meditation. So you think of a certain subject, then you analyze. Why it is so precious? You analyze them. Called Chegum. So you have to have something to analyze. So then become meditation. So then after that's called review meditation. So Shargum. Review meditations. So then you have to have something to review. Otherwise, there will be no review meditation. Mainly, traditionally, that how the review meditation has been done. So say, for example, the Lamrim teachings. That's the longer version, there's the middle version, there's short versions, there's some of them, then you memorize them. Then you sit, then you go through them. You go through them, text, based on the size of the text, could take, many, many hours, could, so take, like, could have 20 minutes, 25 minutes, or 10 minutes, 5 minutes. So then you become, so when you become so familiar, and before it takes 2 hours, now it takes probably 15 minutes because you become so familiar. That's called review meditation, something to review. Okay. So then last one is called Jogom, means you don't analyze, you don't review, you just stay, you are just You're just there. You're just there with the object. You're just there with the object. That's all you're thinking. All you're thinking is this prayer wheel, nothing else. Then you, I say, put all your mental energy onto one single object and you remain there. So then you become, when you become very good at that, in the beginning is difficult, 2 minutes, 1 minute, you know, it's not easy to keep your mind here because the mind keeps thinking so many different things because we are not familiar. So you train yourself, impermanent, there's really nothing to look, you know. Impermanent, you can't really see. Emptiness, you can't really see like object, you know. First you have to think, you have to study, then you have some ideas, you know, what's emptiness, see here. But other than that, you know, object here, if you decide to choose prayer as object, if you decide to choose book as object, if you decide to choose color, if you decide to choose flower, tree, waterfall, whatever you like to choose, then you choose that, and first you look at them very carefully, and you try to build mental image. Okay? So then you close your eyes. You don't need to close your eyes, but you don't look at the object. Then you're trying to look at the object within your mind. There's no mental image of the prayer wheel. So that's what you're looking at. So then you're trying to tie your mind with that object. So at the beginning, no, even like 1 minute is going to be struggle. Then slowly, when you become familiar, you can stay there long as you want. you can stay with the object as like you wish. No, like 2 hours, no problem. You just stay there 2 hours. Result is calm mind, peaceful mind. Result is able to pull all your mental energy onto one object. Why we are doing this? Because we want to enjoy calm mind, peaceful mind. That's it. No more, no less. That's it. No, that's the way, according to ancient teachings, that's the only way. Not one of the only way, I think one of the only way, I think this is the only way you can make your mind calm and peaceful. So that's why you concentrate, okay? Concentration, meditation. So now, that's how you define meditation in Buddhism. That's how you define meditation. Meditation doesn't mean just sit like, you know. That's just sitting. No, they're just sitting. Chicken can do a better job. Chicken, there's some bird, you know. Even the squirrel, they sit there a long time. I'm not sure what they're doing, but they sit. You know, they sit. They have also tail. We don't have tail, so they have tail to put there. So sit there a long time. So that's called sitting. You know, the squirrel, we are same. We are just sitting there. You know, so what they think is we don't know. So that's called sitting position. So now everything comes, letting go of something, not being caught up with the past, not very much concerned about future. So here you say, be present. Now how? How to be present? No. You have something to do, otherwise you can't be present because mind, it's just like kids, it's like 7 years old boy, mind is like everywhere. So how can you be present? So you have to have something to think about, something to concentrate. So then, the purpose, now this is very, very important, okay? This is very, very important. So it's not like following some fashion, some new fashions, you know? So then that's the wrong idea, you know? So like meditation is not just fashion. Fashion? Fashion? Yeah, it's not... What is everyday? What is that? Anyway, it's not like, you know, like wearing a new cloth. No, I'm going to try this cloth and look, see how it looks. It's not like meditation, not fashion. Fashion? It's not fashion. It should not be fashion because it has purpose. No, it's a purpose. It's very important to to understand. So the reason I'm saying this, you know, so at least from your side, you feel something to feel good about, that you are passing down some kind of explanation that's been said 1,000 years ago. So at least there's something to feel good about, instruction that you are passing down. Someone's getting the right instructions. If that person follow the instructions, more likely it's going to produce some result. No? It's not like... So I'm not criticizing, but you know, I'm not criticizing. Some people do all kinds of things, putting this here. So then, I never heard this kind of meditation. You know? That's more complicated than the one that we are talking about here. not just somebody just made it up. You know, so... somebody just made it up because they want people to be excited. Somebody just made it up. It doesn't last long, you know, so it doesn't have origin, you know, so that's no good. So at least from your side, that you feel good passing down some instructions, if they look in the teachings, you know, they can find those meditations. They can find everything that you explained, they can find, you know. So it's not like you just made it up last night. At least from your side, there's something to feel good about, passing down the instructions. Huh? So now the power of meditation, you know, power of meditation is to reduce or to lessen or reduce. This is very important for you, for me, for everybody. It's very important, you know, because we are, mentally we are suffering because of this. Something is wrong in our thinking. That's why. Huh? Buddhism, there's a special term called afflicted mind, you know, like klesha, afflicted mind. These are, this can be reduced, can be removed. It's not part of your mind. Otherwise, there's no hope. There's no hope. Why you meditate? Or why you become monk? Why you become nun? Why you go to monastery? There's no hope. You know, so... And it's not part of our mind, you know. Part of the nature of mind is pure. So it can be removed. It can be removed temporarily. It can be removed for good. For good. Hmm? That's why you call it enlightenment, you know. So someone who's being very, very angry, all the time very, very angry, you know, very, very angry, then, you know, read Shantideva's books, Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, chapter number 6, How to Deal with Anger, and read and think. Think. Then slowly, you know, you create a distance between you and anger. Slowly, you know, you create. Then eventually, you know, you become a very gentle person, you know. So there's no, you are the one who did it, you know. Then probably, of course, you know, somebody helps explain, and you heard from somebody and explained, then. Point to which book to read, then you read, then you think, you know. So now, purpose or power of meditation is very, very important. That includes myself too. Important to understand purpose or power of meditation to reduce negative mind. Why? Because these are every single negative mind, whether it is related to yourself or related to other people, this is all called mental suffering. So, there will be no mental peace. No matter how you sit, you sit like this, there will be no mental peace. Why? Because there's a problem in the mind. That problem has to solve through the mind, not through thinking. You know? There's no medicines. Unfortunately, there's no medicines. There's one medicine people don't like, that's called kale. Kale? Just joking. Oh, this is very important. So, you sit very comfortably, in a comfortable cushion, with a comfortable physical body. Even there should not be any physical stress at all. You sit very comfortably. So now what do you need to know, you have a comfortable room here. Temperature is pretty good, you know. So you sit comfortably. So now you need comfortable mind. Okay? Can I give you? No. Can you give me? No. But you can do something for that. No. I can't give you. You can't give me. Even Shakyamuni Buddha come here, he can give you peace of mind. You could be inspired by just looking at him. That's all. No. He could give you some instructions how to do. But in the end, you know, so each one of us responsible for our own peace of mind. So, then you sit down, comfortable, then you observe your mental state. Your mind's been disturbed by certain things, you know. Maybe coming here, maybe last night, you know, have dinner with someone else, you know, doesn't went very well, or maybe something, you know. So there's thousand different things that disturb our minds. So if you find out that your state of mind is kind of disturbed, so then it is going to be challenge. It is going to be challenge to do productive meditations, you know. So why is it going to be challenged? Because in order to do productive meditations, mind has to be either neutral or positive. You can't meditate with negative mind, you know. So, otherwise, whole time that you spend is going to be like thinking about anger. So then that's called angry meditations. Not angry bird, but angry meditations. It's called angry meditations. It was just thinking negative, that's all. Then just sitting like meditation but thinking something negative. So that's very, very important to either to begin with neutral mind or positive mind. So therefore, this, you know, breathing meditation, 21 breathing meditations, is supposed to help you to neutralize or make your mind neutral state. You know, right now it's very much disturbed because certain things happened yesterday, or coming here on the traffic, you know, whatever it is. So then sit. Then to focus on your breath, you know. Out, it begins with out, in, that's one. Out, in, that's two. There's a technique they use. You know? So you could count 21 times, 30 times, 40 times. Make sure that you are fully aware. You know, that's exactly what it means, be present. Be present. That's the way to be present. Otherwise, yeah, it's very easy if you can store your mind somewhere else. It's easy to be present, then not difficult. But with this mind, it's not that easy to be present, you know. So then this technique will help. So you may think, you know, some certain thought might come, then you have to follow. You don't follow, then just let it go. And your focus should be all your mental energy. You must try all your best because it's going to be short time. But your own sake of your own happiness, on your mental peace, calm mind, you must focus your breath. Out, in, that's one. Out, in, that's two. Out, in, that's three. And focus and try to count that without mistake 21 times. Count that. Okay, that's exactly how to be present. How to be present. Oh. So this is, you know, just simple object that we are using. Then, you know, there are, you know, such as like other subjects, such as like impermanent emptiness. Then these are much more deeper, require much more effort. Oh. So then more likely meditation is going to be something productive. Okay, now through this breathing meditations, you transform your negative state of mind into positive state of mind. And if it's possible, positive state of mind. If not, you know, then neutral state of mind. So then from there, you try to arise with new being, thinking something good, something positive. Okay, something positive. So then whatever meditation you do, you know, so then that, you know, requires some educations. In order to do good meditation, it requires, you know, educations. You know, no educations, then probably, you know, meditation is going to be difficult. You know? Otherwise, without knowledge, trying to meditate is like a person without arm trying to climb the mountains, but you have wish to climb the mountain, but you don't have arm to climb the mountains. So that's exactly what they say many years ago. Hermit without knowledge. Hermit. When you say hermit, what do you mean? Hermit means? Oh, no, of that, not good. So, meditator. The same as hermit, meditator, same? No, not every hermit, so no. So, not just go wandering in Alaska, that's not hermit. So, I mean meditator. Meditator, tuba maybe, gomje. Gomje is not just meditator, great meditator without knowledge. It's going to be like person without arm trying to climb the mountains. So, no, education is important, okay? So now I'm going to stop talking. So we'll do meditation. First, breathe out. Not from the nose. Breathe out from the mouth. Breathe in from your nose. One, out. From nose, two, out. Nose, three. See if you can count 21 times, okay? So we'll begin. Or you could say, you know, like I'm about to breathe in. If this kind of like how you say instruction doesn't become, you know, like obstacles for your meditations, then I think you could think, or you could say, or you can think mentally, say, or verbally say, you know, I'm about to breathing in. I'm breathing in now. My breathing in is complete. If that doesn't distract your mind, you could say, I'm about to breathe in, breathing in now, breathing in complete. About to breathing out now, breathing out is complete. Something like that. You can also use that, no? Or you can just say in, out, one, in, out, two. So believe or not, we breathe in and out how many times? 84,000 times a day. Not 84,000, sorry. We need to know 21,000 times a day we breathe in and out. 21,000 times a day. Out of that, how many we are aware? In my case, zero. Unless I'm really angry, then I notice I'm breathing. So then idea, eventually it has to be very natural. The beginning is okay, you know, so if you are having difficulty, you can even just make the word out. And then eventually it has to be very natural, you know. So that means there's no stress. Physically, it's natural, and mentally, there's no stress. You're just sitting there and breathing really naturally. So there's one way to be present. That's how you be present. You have to have something to think about, otherwise you can't be present. Or this is also technique. You can use this breathing meditation as a technique to train yourself how to concentrate. How to concentrate. Why? Sake of peace mind, calm mind, that's all. Not because you come to Kadamba Center, not because your friend does. Your friend does. Should not be that. Those things should not be reason. Then it's no good. It's no good, no. So only reason, no. Calm mind, peaceful mind, concentration is fully capable to produce calm mind or make your mind calm and peaceful. That's why you concentrate. You are fully capable to concentrate. You can learn how to concentrate. So that's why you concentrate. So you can use this 21 breathing meditation as a technique to train yourself how to be focused. Or you can use this technique, there's one Indian master many centuries ago, he wrote a book called Treasury of Dharma, in Sanskrit called Abhidharma Kosha, chapter number 8. It takes 9 chapters, but chapter number 8, you find this meditation, breathing meditation, you find there. If you are suffering because of attachment, there's one meditation for that. If you're suffering because your mind is constantly creating stories, called Namtok, constantly creating stories, no, so could not stop, then this technique, 21 breathing meditation, you use. Suppose Namtok Nyembo. Nyembo means antidote for Namtok means no. Here more sounds like mind making stories constantly, cannot stop, could not stop. So Namtok, no. So then chapter number 8, there's many meditations been listed. So this is one of them. Antidote for Namtok means mind. Keep thinking, you can't stop. Keep thinking. There's something. Think of something. Namtok Nyembo, okay? So in the beginning, there's no... if you really want to enjoy or best form of concentrations, what you call calm-abiding, shamatha, it has 9 stages you go through. in the beginning, exactly the way you said in this country, you know, like say, be present. This is exactly, first step is to be present. You know, you can't make any progress if you don't know how to be present. You know, this is all about, you know, like how you say, being present with your mind, being present in the beginning. So that requires certain objects to think about, that requires something to think about. As a Buddhist, you think about Buddha's image, you know. There's another benefit, recalling holy image, there's another benefit. That's why we choose holy image. Doesn't mean everybody has to choose Buddha's image. You could choose, you know, anything. But it is not good, you know, if your aim is to reach the 9 stages, it's not good to change your object, you know. Oh, I kind of like prayer well, you know, then you think, but next day, I don't like prayer well, I like watch. So then it can be what you call picky. So that's not good for your meditation, not like just simple instructions, it's not good for your meditation, no. So you should stick with one object, no. So then first you need to create a mental image, no. So, in the beginning, just to, you know, tie your elephant, mind is considered as an elephant, because it's so powerful, if that becomes wild, can you imagine? If the, you know, if one elephant becomes wild, so, you know, if you're a farmer, you know, if you have corn, field, you grow corn, if you get one elephant in the corn, not the wild, one, just one elephant, how much corn will be destroyed. If that elephant becomes wild, your whole, like, month, like, many months of work of work will be completely destroyed, like a couple of minutes if the elephant goes wild. So this mind is considered as elephant. Huh? So then your job is to tie that elephant with object. That's exactly what it means to be present. So then second step, first is like how to be present. Second step is how long. So then after that clarity, the sharpness all follows, you know. In the beginning, you may not see, you know, the prayer very, very clearly. You may end up seeing just this part. But it's okay, you know, long as you are seeing some part of the prayer, because that's your object. That means your elephant is here. If your elephant becomes here, that's okay. If your elephant goes out of there, then there's problems. So then you need to bring it back. Then you need to know, like, this mind tricks you. You know, if you are thinking something round and mind trying to see something square, if you're trying to focus on square, you may end up seeing something round. If you're trying to focus on white, you may end up seeing red. This is all mental, this is all mind trick, not mind training, mind trick. So your job is to make sure that elephants remain on there. If it gets out of that, then you should bring it back. If it becomes too difficult, just finish in your meditation, do something else, then do it again. Okay. The bottom line, so to say, no pain, no gain. That's how Americans say, no pain, no gain. Here, without effort. Effort, time, the patience, effort, and some sort of self-discipline, we will not make any progress. You can talk about peace of mind, calm mind, eons, but you know, there will be no peace of mind. So, that's the beautiful of meditation. There's something that you have to do. So nobody, you know, somebody cannot do for you. You can do. So that's exactly what it means. No, be present. Be present. So first you learn to be present. Then second step, how long you can be present. So then physical pliancy, mental pliancy will follow. Your mind is most calm and peaceful, there will be less complication in the health, physical body. There's the whole goal of yoga practice here. Yoga simply means nenjor. Yoga in Tibetan word called nenjor. Nenjor means practice, doesn't mean physical movement. It means just means practice. There's a Sanskrit word, yoga, you know. So say, Jedi yoga, you're practicing with some Jedis. That's called Jedi yoga. Yoga means practice, you know. It doesn't mean physical movement. But physical movement goal is to reach physical pliancy, physical flexibility, mental flexibility. So important. Otherwise, so much happiness that we sacrifice for things that's not that important, you know. Because you are so uptight with your own ideas, your own plans, your own with your own decorations in the house. And like, you know, see every day how much happiness we sacrifice. So if we analyze, it's not worth it. It's not worth it to sacrifice your happiness simply having some kind of argument, putting prayer here, prayer there. What does it matter? It doesn't really matter. You know, it doesn't have to be here. But, you know, sacrifice, you know. So sacrifice, it's better to sacrifice that than sacrifice your own happiness. Okay? Anger, that's how you sacrifice, you know, anger takes on. Then completely destroyed. Da jom. You are completely destroyed from head to toe. No space for peace, happiness, finish. So meditation is not just important, it's very, very necessary. No, in this no rapid world. Not the rapid world. No, everything so fast, no, so like, and then same thing, the mind, no, follows everything. And the energy, of course, no, energy, because you can't separate mind and energy. Whether it's positive thought, negative thought, every thought comes with energy. So can you imagine why people are stressed out? Can you imagine? There's so much negative energy has been created. The minute the mind becomes negative, energy becomes negative. Because you can't separate. Every mind rides on the energy like horse. That's how mind travels, you know. Every thought, that's how the thought travels. No energy. You can't separate. Minute some negative mind arises, one energy been wasted. That energy, where the energy goes, it doesn't just go in the parking lot. It goes into your channels. So then so many of them, you know, it gets stuck. Then cause physical problems, then they contribute to mental problems, mental discomfort. Then see, you know, so no good, no good. So that's how I've been saying, when you sum up Buddhism, it's all about, you know, thinking something positive. It's not easy, that's why you say prayer, that's why you meditate, that's why you read. You know, it's not easy, you need to educate yourself. It's not easy. It's not easy as it sounds, you know. Oh, just think positive. You know. Particularly when we face difficulties, you know. When we face difficulties. Most of, like I say, I just give you example, very fresh example. I eat nowadays oatmeal. You know, so oatmeal, you need to put effort. It doesn't just appear. You know, you need to make that oatmeal. So last night, Giji Sambo told me, Gisela, you have to go to class tomorrow, so you should wake up early morning. You know, so I like to sleep. I like to sleep really late. Then I could be just mute, say nothing. But I told him, oh, doesn't matter if you sleep late or not. I'm the one who's making my breakfast. I want him to hear is like that you are not the one who's making breakfast for me. So then he said to me, you know, say, yeah, if you say something, somebody will say something back. You know, that's how we get in fight. So if one person choose to be just to be silent, decide to say not out of fear, out of stress, out of positive mind, okay, I'm not going to say anything. It's not a big deal, so I'm not going to argue. You know, it's just ridiculous. I'm not going to argue. But we don't have that mindset now, but we could develop. You know, then we just say, okay, even though I wake up early morning, I make an oatmeal, when you live there, it kind of become hot. So then he said, even though I wake early morning, make for me, then it will be hot. So you could argue, or you can agree. If you agree, conversation will finish. If you argue, then this goes on and on and on, on. Then end, nobody will be happy. So anyway, just simple things like the day-to-day life. That we sacrifice our happiness, you know, for no good reason. Huh? So it's worth it to sacrifice. Okay, so need to. So make sure we don't miscalculate when it comes to our own happiness. Make sure we don't miscalculate. Huh? Mm. So just want to share that with you. So now, so then probably like to read something from this book. It's been written 8th centuries or somewhere there, or a long time ago. I'm going to read from chapter number 6. This book, Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, or chapter number 6, written by not Tibetan master, Indian master, long, long, long time ago. So, monastery, we memorize all of this. Now, this is now a little bit thicker because it comes with the commentaries. Actually, the root texts, you know, a lot of we memorize them. So, when I didn't finish memorizing this, but you know, some monks, they do memorize. So, then unfortunately, when you memorize, you don't know what you're memorizing because you are very little. So then when you know, you don't remember them. When you know the meaning, you don't remember them. That's how many prayers been memorized back in the monastery. You memorize because it's become part of tradition. But it shouldn't become part of traditions. Should, you know, become more as a practice. Then it's become like part of the education system. That's what you do. So it's not meant for that, but it become like that, you know. So then just become like hard drive, computer hard drive. You just store there, that's all, you know. So then, and the age, you don't know what is in there, you know, so how many is in there. So anyway, so this morning I decided to read, you know, certain paragraph or stanza from this book. Shantideva, you're wondering, like, he's Indian master, he's graduated from Nalanda Monastery back in India. So how he was received in that monastery, how he was received in that monastery, that monastery, he has nickname. So people in that monastery kind of tease, or maybe sometimes he is known in that monastery for Dijasumbhava. He knows only three things. Dijasumbhava means he knows only three things. Eat, go to bathroom, sleep. That's all they think, they believe. That's what he knows. So so then he's the one who wrote this book. Now, turns out he knows much more than that. The people are wrong there, you know. He graduated from there. In the very beginning, so if I'm not mistaken, so... this is all still... Oh yeah, that's quite right. But this book is beautifully written, you know, beautifully written. In the beginning, after the homage, it's very common traditions, you know, in Buddhism, when you write a book, you write homage. The person whom you receive a lot of teachings, you know, you are grateful, you salute them. In the beginning of the book, you salute them, you show respect to them. And of course, then after that, you know, so then you respect to certain deities or certain Buddhas to able to complete your work. If there's obstacles to complete your work, the very beginning of the intentions is to, you know, to to not make money. You know, this book is widely been translated, widely been studied, but Shantideva doesn't make even one penny. He doesn't make any money. This book has no copyright. Anybody can print it, everybody can translate it. That clearly shows there's no, you know, copyright. Clearly shows the author is not interested in any worldly positions. Position or possession, both. So, keba tong to sabai jinda deshe chola so leje kani tem ko je kondo chigi jomar says. This book is written in India, not in Tibet, but written in India, but widely practiced in Tibet, you know, hundreds of years. Keba tong to, I look at this, you know, little bit from the, trying to look at from the, little bit from the 21st century point of view, 20th century point of view, 21st century point of view, try to look at this message a little bit differently. Kavatong to Saba is Kavatong means, Kava means eons. Eons is not just one. Thousands of eons, not just one. Thousands of eons. Kavatong to Saba, Jinda Deje Cholasos. Deje Kadim. If you hear what we call in Buddhism, what we call merit. Merit. Could be a technical term, but we call gewa. Tibetan word called gewa, cause for happiness. Gewa. So here, you could say positive energy, or you could say something that makes you happy. Something that makes you happy now. Something that makes you happy. Many more life in the future, you know, something that makes you happy, physically, mentally, happy, legit. So that energy or cause can be produced by giving time, giving, you know, service, giving material possessions, giving, you know, love, giving compassion, giving kindness, then being, you know, more like, how you say, this is talking about six perfection, practice of six perfections. The perfection of giving, perfection of, you know, jimbaje, chujim. The second one is, you know, ethics. Third one is patience. Fourth one is effort. It's not just effort, joyful effort. Oh, I have to do it, you know, so. It's not like there's no happy to do. No, oh, I have to meditate. No, you don't have to meditate. Who say you have to meditate? No, happy to meditate. Big difference. I'm happy to meditate. Then, oh, I have to meditate because I go to Kadampa Sutta. That is ridiculous. This nonsense. Well, it's just wasting your time, you know. It's better to sleep. No, better to play music while you meditate. No, it doesn't make sense. You know, go to hang out, you know, in the park, much better. You can see trees, you can breathe fresh air, much better. At least, you know, you can see birds. But sitting here, you can't see birds. So, leje kani te wali kondo chigi jomba chen. So now, this chapter number 6 is deep. This chapter has more page than any other chapters in this book. Because why this chapter is dealing with anger? That's why there's more information. So, if you have something like that, that you've been working for, they say a cause for happiness, you're working for that cause, eons, not just one eon, thousands of eons, you're working for that. So you created, you accumulated that. So now, if you are not careful, anger could destroy it. Like say, One spark one spark could burn whole stack of hay. But size-wise, spark, you can hardly see them, but it could burn whole hay, just like that. So, so this is not me saying, this has been said. It's been said how many centuries ago? Many, many centuries ago. For what? For help us to help deal with our anger. That's all. why anger is the most destructive emotion that we have, unfortunately. Jealousy is better than anger, attachment is better, but anger is worse. Worse than attachment and jealousy, all of that. Anger is the worst. So, Shanti Deva, in the beginning of the text, after the homage, then start writing, he has nothing new to say that has not been said before. I'm not very poet. I say some people they write very beautifully. Yeah, poetic. Yeah. So if you are very poetic, you could just sing one piece of rose, you can write whole stanza. You know, and this makes so nice. You know, I say. Outside, beautiful environment, outside, and yellow flower, something like that. But it's been said, I'm just saying, it's been said. Don't think that I'm just creating a poem. But this has been said. When the wind moves that flower, yellow flower, back and forth, and I thought, and people thought, I thought that I see somebody who's wearing yellow hat. But actually, it's a flower. You know, this all been said about flower. It's just a piece of flower. Whenever whoever talks about that kind of get, like I say, happy pride, not negative pride, happy pride. Kind of like, you know, there's a piece of flower that somebody wrote this all stanzas about this piece of flower. That's called Nyinga. Nyinga means poet. So then there's the father. There's the father who wrote this poem. The father has some eye problem. The son says something, so I don't remember. But the father, you know, he's trying to teach his son poem. He says, if you know poem, you can just create it. You look at the flower outside, that yellow flower, you can make beautiful stanza just on flower, and he did make this, you know, like then his whole creative one stanza. So the son is, then he said, his flower, his father has some eye problem. One eye is not, there's no one, it's only his only one eye, or maybe his other eye has some problems. Then son says something, I don't remember the first line. The second line says, if I look at your eye, that's what you're going to see, something like negative, something. Anyway, it's not nice. Then Shanti Deva said, I don't have that, that's not my intention to write this book, to make like mom, like, even though it turns out like that, but he has no intentions. So if you are coming here to read my book, what's new, he's going to say, then you have wrong intention, there's nothing new. If you say, how is it written? It's like, is there a lot of poem? How is there poetry? Some people, they write a book, but without losing a message, but poem. Yeah. So if you're looking for that, then it's the wrong intention. It helped me greatly. So I don't remember this by heart. This book could help somebody out there, like me, could help. But he's not expecting to this book will help greatly. But it's wrong, because it's just trying to be modest, trying to be humble, it's interesting, So anyway, so now here, so anger, Shanti Deva, anger is this is really dangerous. So now we have, there's 10 o'clock, so 10:05 is supposed to stop. So then I'll go 3 more minutes, then I'll stop. Then 2 minutes, I'll say some prayer for your health, a long, healthy, happy life. So, I'll say some prayer. So, Shedang. Anger, shedang. Not just anger. Really, really angry. No, it's not just like deep down, really, really angry, you know. Almost like seeing everything red, like blood. When somebody gets really angry, he shedang it to mind is very much disturbed by anger. What you are seeing is just not good. You are seeing something really negative. Hatred. The way the tongue is different between anger and hatred. Hatred is more stronger. Yeah, it's like hatred. It's like really, you know, it's not just angry. Shadanta with divine. There is no destructive emotion like anger. Shavata vikatumes. Katup is the practice. There's no practice better than patience. Shantideva said, when? Many, many centuries ago. Therefore, Sula Nindintu, Shaba. Patience. Shaba means patience, huh? Therefore, not just saying prayer, meditations. Nato means various ways that we need to practice patience, because this is the best form of practice. Among those any other practice, patience is the best form of practice. Therefore, not so such compassion, no. All kind of ways, there's not only one way. There has to be all kind of ways. Why? Because there are so many ways we get angry. Similarly, there are so many ways we should practice patience. Not just, you know, to one way, you know. So there's so many ways. Not so such compassion. Shedang sugu semchana. Anger is considered as pain. Pain. Sungu means pain. Pain like anger, if you harbor. Shendan sumu sem chana, so. Sem means mind. Like pain mind. Painful mind. This anger is painful mind. Anger is painful mind. Shendan sumu sem chana, if you harbor this painful mind, which is called anger, you are not going to experience peace of mind, calm mind. Does not mean you are bad. It's unfortunate. Very unfortunate. It's not just you, monks, popes, priests, abbot, ex-abbot, His Holiness, whoever. There's no difference. Whoever. It's not just okay. Just me. It's not true. Harbor this painful mind, which is called anger, which is labeled as anger. If you harbor that, So now, I do remember those words by heart, some of those words. So, training your mind verbally, through all your conduct. Chalam means conduct. Kundu means all through all your conduct, you could train your mind verbally. What it means? Means saying certain word. That means, memorizing, So, just trying to remind yourself what Shantideva said about anger, Shiva, peace. Nyam Nyong means experiencing. You are not going to experience peace of mind. Not just that. Gadang Dewa Miwana. Happy mind, you are not going to experience, not happy mind, it's probably comfort mind. So Gadang Dewa Miwana. Then there will be no physical, well-being. There will be no mental well-being. Not able to sleep. You can't sleep easily. Ni means sleep. You can't sleep. You can't sleep well. images. In the end, nothing left. Nothing, everything gone. Okay? That's 6:10. So next Sunday. So then, so this book's been translated in English. So you can, if you can buy, you can buy. But I'm not promoting. I'm not encouraging you to buy. No. So if you want to buy, the book's there. If you can, you know, if you cannot buy, you can probably borrow from the library. You can borrow, you know. So there's probably books there. So you can borrow them. The point is, you know, to help ourselves, you know, particularly, as I said, in the rapid world, so many, you know, there's, generally speaking, there's thousands of different ways they could, you know, your mind could disturb. But in developing country, probably there's like, you know, seems like more, you know, not just thousands, many, many thousands of, you know, different ways that your mind can be disturbed quite easily, you know? So one thing that needs to remember, anger, this painful mind, this level of anger, will destroy you. It will destroy you. So if you don't want to destroy yourself, then you need to, give second thought. When it's come down to anger, you need to give second thought. That's what Shantideva said. Shantideva Dajam. So, there's two types of desire. There's desire to want something, desire to don't want something. There's two types of desire. Shantideva said, that's not a problem. This is not a problem. Some kind of interruptions is taking place between those two desires. When you find that, you are finding the food for anger. There's the food for anger. There's the fuel for anger. That's how we find fuel for anger. Because some kind of interruption is taking place between those two desires. Desire to want something, desire to don't want something. Then you feel anger, results, you will be completely destroyed. You are completely destroyed. So it's worth it to sacrifice. It's worth it to destroy myself. For I want this prayer to be here. There's desire to want to be this here. Somebody put it here. It's worth it to destroy myself because of that. Not problem, not, no. So, this is just an example. It happens throughout the day. It happens through conversations. You say something, person will say something, or you listen to somebody talking about some politics, whatever they are talking about, you know, talk. And, you know, like, if you are in the public, you should wash your mouth. If you are by yourself, you should wash your mind. That's what Kadam was said. So, there's thousand different ways, you know, we sacrifice, we destroy ourselves. So, that's something I wanted you to know. So, then I'll stop and say some prayers, okay? So, some mantras or the main is mantras, you know. The reason I've been saying this many, many months, you know, some of the people, they approached me and asking me, is there something because their children, their kids are having suicidal thought? That's really heartbreaking. There's really nothing much I can do. So then, since then, I decided, you know, to say these mantras. Simply hearing them, and there'll be some benefit, you know. So prevent, you know, certain mantra that, you know, simply hearing prevent untimely death. That include suicidal thought too. You know? And some of them for your health. Some of them, you know, for long happy life, okay? 아바람이다 보니 아바람이다 보니 내가 나 손바닥 봐서 내 엄마 자와 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 Rinpoche当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当当 저번에 Samia Sambuta, I don't beggars, beggars, and beggars, and Ranza Samonga, the Mambangawa, the Guru Menu, and Mamanza, Tadanga, the Arahat, Samia Sambuta, the other, and beggars, 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 and So one of the new ones, which is what you want to do, and the Egypt when you give us the Egypt was mentioned, the Changjun Bottom, when you judge Sinjana, but you knew when you were in the other Pamas and Jada and the other generation, no other Jesus of the Magazine was not going to be. Shall not go and lose out the one, the one who was not in the garden of the Marshall, was over to the other. So you can sort of think all of that, but then by you, Bajuranji. Jumde Kiri